Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Monday afternoon. Big win last night for the Chiefs.
Oh, it felt so good.
Did it feel so good, Dan?
It felt so good. That first drive with Detroit to start the game, you're thinking, oh boy, here we go. Because they controlled the first quarter, they controlled that drive, and then they fell apart. And it was like, oh. And then the Chiefs responded and actually did something.
Now, I was fading a little in and out. Did Butker miss like a 25-yard field goal?
It was the extra point at the in the first
was
quarter.
Was it the extra point?
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. Butker
it's not a gimme.
Has had an issue in each of the games this year for somebody of his skill level and monetary value.
Oh, sorry?
He's paid a lot.
Well, yeah, they all are.
I mean, he's a professional football player, and he's really good, and he's still had an issue in each of these games, and it's been puzzling for many.
Well, he's like the highest paid player in the position, too, I believe.
I believe yeah. So.
Now, Dan, I'm going to take contention with the statement that Detroit fell apart. I think we actually just kind of put together a decent game.
Well, we did, but Detroit was marching. That first drive, well, they took, what, 8 minutes to start the game, and then they just kind of... Yeah, they kind of fell apart in that moment.
Well, I wasn't paying much attention because Danny got me sick last week.
Oh. So sorry. Y'all need to stop spending so much time together.
Rapper David, who was in town, 2 months ago? He's the guy who's the dismembered girl's body was found in the trunk of his, Tesla.
Can we stop saying that word?
Frunk?
Yeah. I mean, why are we saying that word?
Because it's a trunk that's in the front.
Call it a trunk.
It's a frunk.
Right.
Rapper David, it's D, the number 4, VD.
Thank you for explaining that to me. I've never heard of this guy.
You've never heard of
which
David?
Which doesn't mean much.
Okay, well, he was in town not too long ago.
I think you're supposed to say the 4.
No, it's David.
The Forvid.
Get up.
Right?
Get up. Whose abandoned car was found containing a dismembered 15-year-old girl is... transferred the deed to 2 of his Texas homes to his mother, according to a report in the New York Post and TMZ. The 20-year-old Queens-born LA-based musician transferred the pair of Houston area residences, which he owns under a trust, in September, citing legal documents. Why would you own 2 homes in the same city? That's silly. Am I wrong or am I right?
Well, maybe the second one's for your entourage.
The move came the same day that one of the homes... let me reread that. The move came the same day that one of the homes was the victim of a swatting incident, according to TMZ. David's parents answered the door during that swatting incident. Ah, his parents live at one of them. At the Houston area home with his frazzled mother assuring police that only she... her husband, other son, and daughter were inside. David, whose real name is David Burke, has become the subject of much speculation and possible criminal investigation after missing 15-year-old Celeste Hernandez was found dismembered in his abandoned Tesla on September 9th. She had been in there for about a month, was in a severe state of decomposition. Mm. That's lovely.
Ugh, gosh dang it.
The poor girl's mother revealed to TMZ that her daughter had been dating someone named David.
I read somewhere just now that they found an unfinished love song that he was writing that referenced her name.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. How
was
there?
And he was in Kansas City recently?
He was.
Like in concert or something?
Yes. He played, where did he play? Was it? It wasn't T-Mobile Center. He's not that big yet.
Was it Midland?
It might have either been the Midland or...
It was at the Truman.
Was it the Truman?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, he's getting there. He's just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters know who he is.
The Truman's a cool venue.
Yeah.
I saw Seven Dust there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Very nice. Nice. I'm going to have to be very careful with this guy's name. He's the former manager now of the San Diego Padres. Mike Schilt is retiring after two seasons with the Padres. The Padres confirming the 57-year-old Schilt made his decision earlier today in a letter to the San Diego Union-Tribune. Schilt said he is retiring because, quote, the grind of the baseball season has taken a severe toll on me mentally, physically, and emotionally. Schilt went 183-141 and led San Diego to two postseason appearances during his brief tenure. The Padres won 90 games this season, finished second in the NL West before being eliminated by the Cubs this month in a tense three-game wildcard playoff series. Padres general manager A.J. Preller issuing a statement praising Schilt. Quote, his dedication and passion for the game of baseball will leave an impact on our organization. We wish him the best in his next chapter. I could see how that could wear you down.
I think out of all the sports, baseball is probably the hardest grind.
It would have to be.
Oh, yeah.
162 games? That doesn't even count the postseason or spring training? What do you get off, basically?
It's like one day a week you're not working.
Correct. And then what do you get off? You get November off, December, and January.
It's a grind.
And then you're back to working 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And flying everywhere. You know, you don't even get to your hotel till 2 a.m.
I mean, did you see, I know there's a lot of folks that probably still followed Whit Merrifield after he left KC and his statement he made, how many months ago was that now where he retired? Was that last year or was that this year?
I didn't know that he had retired.
Yeah, and he basically made a statement. I mean, he still had a lot more playing years, I think, you know, physically he could have kept playing, but he just decided to hang it up. He's a dad, and he just decided that the grind was too much.
I respect that. You're right, he did retire.
Yeah.
If we're talking sports, how about that brawl last night after the Chiefs game?
Where?
Oh, with what's-his-face? Branch.
Brian Branch and Juju.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was not surprised to see Pacheco was the one who was pushing him away either.
So, yeah, Whit Merrifield retired in 2024 from the Atlanta Braves.
He kind of became a journeyman after the stint with the Royals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, never won a World Series.
Yeah, I don't know. Would that be worth it? I mean, to make that kind of money, but have that much of your life spent just working?
He's 36. He's never going to have to work another day in his life if he plays his cards right.
Yeah.
You know? You played in the majors for 8 years.
I mean, that's the regret of so many. They work so hard, they do so well, and then they look back and go, oh, man, I've missed a lot of life, haven't I?
Well, you do. I mean, and again, we're not a sports station. We're not breaking down stats.
Obviously.
Clearly. Just three dum-dums.
I was impressed you knew there was 162 games in the season.
Thank you. But no, seriously, I mean, you don't get to go – you know, in your 20s or 30s or, you know, if you're a manager into your 40s and 50s, you're not going to Europe for a summer vacation. You're not going anywhere except Oakland or Seattle.
Yeah,
or
you've
Chicago.
You've got a small window to do the things you want to do every year.
And it's always in the winter.
Yep.
And it's always players, in the winter. They're always being brought up. They're being sent down, sent to small towns out in the middle of nowhere just to keep playing ball. so they can keep doing the thing they do enjoy doing and trying to get paid. It's a grind.
Let me go squirrel for just a moment. Watching these reunion videos in Israel today, man, it is hard not to get a little teary-eyed when you see people just, I mean, they are so happy and they're so relieved and people are jumping up and down and hugging and kissing. And if that doesn't put a little tear in your eye, you have no heart.
And this is the thing about that you don't get to see when you read the news and you kind of get lost in the 24-hour news cycle is things like this, things like warfare. There's human beings involved, and they're all brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers, and they're human beings that have these whole lives behind them. And, you know, when you see this right here.
It's just, it's amazing, you know, and they turn the corner and there's their loved one that's been underground for 700 and God knows how many days, and they're overcome with joy, with happiness, and can't get their arms around them fast enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it is truly what is great in good human beings. Mm-hmm. And makes me proud, happy sometimes to hopefully be on the right side of history.
Well, when we were talking about that story in the first hour too, about how Casey comes together for Tucker.
Yeah.
And I think, As strange as it seems, you see some of the best out of humanity when bad things are happening. I always go back to 9/11. That's like, you know, such an easy one to remember of how, as a country, just how united we were through such an awful event.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed, Dan Weinbaum, Rocco, filling in today for Sam, who's back tomorrow. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A story here from CBS News. At least six people were shot and killed at two separate shootings in Mississippi over the weekend. Four people were killed and at least 12 others injured in a shooting early Saturday morning in Leland, Mississippi. Two other people were killed, including an expectant mother, at a high school in Heidelberg, located about 200 miles away, according to Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. Our state is, according here from the governor, our state is praying for the victims and their families, as well as the entire Heidelberg and Leland communities. Those responsible will be brought to justice. Okay. There are no suspects in custody in the Leland case. Doesn't say whether there is anybody in custody in the Heidelberg case. Both are really small towns. Leland is a town of about 4,000. Heidelberg has a population of 700. Okay.
I lived in Mississippi almost 2 years. I've never heard of those two towns.
Well, they're clearly very small. I mean, Heidelberg is very small. Leland is only 4 grand. So think like Garnett.
Then I just realized, too, I've lived in Kansas a really long time. There's a lot of towns in this state I've never heard of either.
disgraced British royal Prince Andrew allegedly emailed pedophile pal Jeffrey Epstein long after he claimed to have cut ties, telling him they would ride out their scandal together and would get to, quote, play some more soon.
Yeesh.
The 65-year-old royal, long nicknamed Randy Andy, message Epstein on February 28th, 2011, a day after the notorious photo of him with Ghislaine Maxwell and his sex accuser, Virginia Giuffre, was first published. Andrew later claimed that he flew to New York to cut ties with Epstein in December of 2010, 3 months before the newly revealed email allegedly shows him still eagerly looking to their future, quote, playing together. I'm just as concerned as you, Andrew allegedly wrote to Epstein. Don't worry about me. It would seem we are in this together and we'll have to rise above it, he allegedly told Epstein. He also urged Epstein to keep in close touch before a disturbing final line, we will play some more soon.
I don't think he was talking about Monopoly.
Well, I don't think so either. What is wrong with people? I don't even know what to say.
They're human beings. That's the problem.
But they're gross. But being a human being, I mean, there are parameters and boundaries in life.
Yeah.
You know that as well as anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, this idea that you're going to do those things with young girls is disgusting.
Yeah. I'm just saying humanity has a great capacity for good as well as a great capacity for evil. I've seen both.
All right.
Yep.
The Ryder Cup left Brooklyn in a tailspin. The flyover borough was so tormented by the incessant buzzing from a $1,200 a seat charter flight ferrying wealthy golf gawkers to Long Island that politicians are now demanding an outright ban on the exclusive low-flying aircrafts. The pricey flights, $1,200 a seat, were not just low enough to rattle residents out of bed, but they hovered in place long enough for them to watch the snobby passengers snapping selfies inside, according to a letter penned to a Northwestern Brooklyn representative. Community members weren't able to work, rest, or sleep, or enjoy the outdoors due to the constant noise and vibrations from these flights, according to Assemblymember Joanne Simon. Our community should not have to deal with the relentless noise pollution so that the people chartering helicopter flights can breeze on by and avoid vehicular traffic or public transit. The companies are breaking the rules, and they're catering to a small number of ultra-rich people at the expense of everyone else's health and quality of life. You live on Long Island and you're not sort of kind of rich?
I just don't like helicopters.
Why?
You know?
Do you still fly into Reagan?
No, not now. No.
Because you don't want to, or because it's just not on your flight path anymore?
The airplane I fly does not go into Reagan.
Are you happy about that?
I mean, I know obviously Reagan's been in the news, but, you know, I'm indifferent. I just don't like helicopters because they fly because they just beat the air into submission. I don't trust it.
Oh, because, on this, the Navy's birthday, that's an Army aircraft.
The Navy has a lot of helicopters. In fact, most Navy pilots are helicopter pilots.
Is that right?
Yep, statistically.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be darned. Okay, well, it is the 250th anniversary of the Navy, so happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And to Dan. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Dan.
Yes, we're not going to put the audience through singing Anchors Away again.
It's also Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day. Only 16 states, by the way, still celebrate Columbus Day. In reality, Columbus is now seen as a buffoon who believed the Earth was much smaller than everyone told him it was and thought he could sail from Europe to India in just a few days. And then, of course, there's the murder and pillaging. So only 16 states... Which ones, I wonder? Which states observe Columbus Day? You care to guess?
I got to guess 16 states.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not Kansas.
No, it's not.
My kids went to school today.
You're right. It's not Kansas. Yeah. If some of the states would actually surprise you.
That are celebrating it?
Yeah. As a paid holiday.
California?
Nope. Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Georgia, West Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York.
And do you think that's ridiculous?
I don't know that we necessarily need to celebrate somebody who found this place, A, on accident, and then B, raped and pillaged. Probably not.
Hmm.
I think that we could find somebody else to celebrate on a day like this. He wasn't even an American, obviously. Well,
nobody who's here now as an American was originally an American.
No, and that's a fair point. But are there not other people that probably deserve a holiday instead of Christopher Columbus? There's no secret. Raped and pillaged people.
There's plenty of people that maybe deserve a holiday that don't have one. I would agree with that. But I think, you know, statistically, what killed so many people was disease. It wasn't raping and pillaging.
Well, disease that was brought over from Europe.
Sure, and I don't think people came across the ocean intending to kill a bunch of people with disease. So I struck a nerve here.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Okay, we touched a mild nerve with the Columbus Day, Indigenous People Day. From the text line, every time I hear Indigenous People Day, I want to puke. We celebrate Columbus not because he may have raped and pillaged, but because he was a European who discovered the Americas, and we celebrate that. It's actually technically not true. Leif Erikson, I believe from Norway, if I'm not mistaken, was the first European to discover North America 500 years prior, but I digress. And this person goes on to say the indigenous people were busy killing themselves off by the time Columbus got here.
Okay.
He never technically stepped foot in what is considered the modern-day United States. Anyway, I have a run, do not walk.
Yes, let's change the subject, please.
Yes. Oh, wait, Tristan wants in. Tristan in North Kansas City, what's up?
Hi. I have a funny story about this. So I got my very first detention. It was either first or second grade when we came on.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hello?
I think his phone company just put him on detention.
Tristan, we'll try again later, bro. Hope you're okay. All right. So anyway, over the weekend, I have a run, do not walk. I believe it's on Netflix or Disney. I can't recall. I can tell you right now. It is on Hulu. Okay. Whatever. It is called Chad Powers.
Oh, I've heard of this. So with
Glenn Powell,
yep,
who plays Hangman in Top Gun Maverick.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to give the plot away. Suffice it to say, he was a big-time college football quarterback. Something happens. Things don't pan out the way that he wanted them to in life. And he ends up, let's just say, getting some extra years of eligibility.
Yes.
By becoming Chad Powers.
Gotcha.
And it's really, really good.
I don't know much of the story. I've seen like the trailers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed there's some physical differences between two versions of Glenn Powell in there. Is that accurate?
Yes, there okay. There is the superstar who thought he was going to go to the NFL,
uh-huh,
who looks like Glenn Powell, and then there's Chad Powers, and he has to change his appearance to get these extra years of eligibility, and his name, and everything else, and it's very funny.
Glenn Powell is in some of my favorite movies. He's gotten the status where he's gained the status in my eyes where I'll watch whatever he's in.
Really?
I think I talked to you guys about this once. Years ago, he was in a movie called Devotion. True story, World War II story about my old squadron, VFA 32 at the time.
Yes.
I don't think
I saw that.
He earned the Medal of Honor for, he was in a squadron with the first African-American naval aviator, Jesse Brown. And Jesse Brown's, I said World War II, it's Korean War. Jesse Brown's airplane goes down,
mm-hmm,
and Thomas Hudner intentionally crash landed to try and save his life. Jesse Brown ended up dying. But if you go to the Naval Aviation Museum in Pensacola, shameless plug, they have a whole exhibit dedicated to that squadron and Thomas Hudner and Jesse Brown. It's pretty emotional. But he's Tom Hudner in that movie, and it's a great job. Especially, it came right off the tail of Top Gun Maverick.
He also produced it.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, those movies came out in the same year.
Yeah. Well, they filmed Top Gun Maverick years before, but then COVID happened, and right. So it didn't get released. Right. But he became such a naval aviation aficionado because of the Top Gun experience. I think he wanted to continue to do that. And
so he did a documentary also in 2024 about the Blue Angels.
Yeah, the IMAX. He was a part of that. He was one of the producers on that.
I didn't know that.
Remember, that was one of my run do not walks when I came in here on the show once. And you watched right on that computer. You watched.
Oh, that's right.
And then you called me that night. You're like, dude, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I just didn't realize he was the executive producer behind it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he was in Twisters, which is.
Never saw it.
Yeah.
And, that's one of his I did not see. But you should see Devotion. Everybody should see that. And
I remember you and my mom, I think my mom went to go see that movie. And when she got home from the theater, she's like, oh, son, you've got to see Devotion.
So I took both the girls to that movie. We're sitting in the theater. Okay. And then the scene, and I won't, you know, I kind of gave a little bit of the story away, but it's a true story and it's out there and it's a well-known historical story anyway. But we're sitting in the movie theater and the scene where all this stuff's starting to happen, I'm sitting in the movie theater with my two daughters to my right. And the tears start coming down my face. And my closest daughter, my youngest one, Evelyn, sitting right to my right. I see her out of the corner of my eye, look at me, and then does like a double take. And then she nudges Ainsley, my oldest, and she goes, Dad's crying.
Why were you crying?
Because it's an emotional movie. It's a war movie, and there's a heroic thing happening, and people dying, and that stuff moves me.
Listen, dude, I'm not making fun of you for it.
Okay.
But I just didn't know, like, okay, I mean...
Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick's an emotional movie.
I mean, if you're
going
to cry at something. You're comparing that scene to Top Gun Maverick?
I don't know. I didn't see Devotion.
Okay. Well, you've seen a war movie with like a true, like Top Gun Maverick's still like fun and all that stuff. It's an action
movie. Yeah, I mean, like.
I wouldn't call Saving Private Ryan an action movie. I would call it a drama, even though there's a lot of action in it. It's a tough movie to watch.
There's the scene at the end where Matt Damon's character, who is now much older, says, tell me I did it right.
Yeah.
Tell me I deserve
tell
this.
Tell me I made it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, if that doesn't choke you up a little bit, then you probably don't have a heart.
Yeah. The other thing is I'm watching this movie. This is the heritage from one of my squadrons I've been in. So when I was in VFA 32 for 2 years.
What does that say?
Strike Fighter Squadron 32 out of Virginia Beach, right. Oceana Naval Air Station. And that was the squadron that this movie's based on. And so that was a big part of my heritage from my years in the Navy.
And so you knew about this story?
This story is in every briefing room and on the ready room wall. The Medal of Honor citation for Tom Hudner is like hanging in the hallways.
He's there. A legend.
Yeah, we have a briefing room that was called the Jesse Brown Briefing Room, like in honor of the first African-American naval aviator in history. And so there's a big part of that heritage. So I'm sitting there, I'm getting weepy, and then both my girls just start breaking out crying. And I'm thinking, okay, they're like into this movie as well, and it's emotionally moving. And then we're walking out of the movie.
And they're making fun of you?
No, they weren't making fun of me. They said they started crying because they just saw Dad crying, and it made them start crying. And I thought, life with two daughters.
Well, you know, I think for daughter, well, for kids, period, it is kind of a weird thing when you see your dad cry.
Yeah, especially when he doesn't cry a whole lot.
I saw my dad cry one time in my entire life.
And it probably moved you pretty significantly.
It was at his dad's funeral.
Yeah.
And my dad got up. This would have been in the early 90s. My dad got up to deliver the eulogy for his father. Mm-hmm. And I had, you know, this is tough, airborne, Army Ranger, you know.
John Wayne types. They don't cry. They're tough.
Yeah, he was too tough to cry, right? Even though he was kind of a teddy bear at home, I never saw my dad cry until 1991 at his father's funeral in Phoenix. And, I mean, I started crying because he's crying.
Yeah.
You know, I love my grandfather, but I didn't really know him that well.
Sure.
And, obviously, my dad did, and he's up there trying to get through this eulogy, talking about his father and how much he meant to him, and all of a sudden he's just like taking a break and he's like trying to compose himself. And then he starts crying. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hell, you know? And then for me, I'm like,
this is good news. This means you're not a psychopath because you have empathy.
Right. Well, you know, and one of my greatest regrets in life, and this is true, is when my dad died in 1998, my brother and I were both supposed to give a eulogy. And I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. And it wasn't that I didn't love him. I think I loved him too much. Mm-hmm. And when it came, my brother got up there and delivered the eulogy, and he was great. I mean, he crushed it, if you can crush something like that.
Sure.
And then it was my turn to get up to give the eulogy, and I just looked at my mom and I said, I can't do it. I just can't. And I was just...
You had the words formed.
Sure.
Just, you weren't going to be able to get through it.
There was no way I would be able to get through the first sentence.
Sure.
I was emotionally such a ball of... well, I was going to say ball of emotion, but I just used the word. I was a ball of emotion, and I would just sit there in the pew. This is at Wallula Christian Church in Lansing. And I was sitting in the front row in the pew, and I'm bawling. I mean, it's like Niagara Falls coming out of my face. And there was no way I was going to be able to get up there and do it. But it's one of my greatest regrets is that I didn't at least try to get up there and give my dad's eulogy, you know? And so what if I screwed up? So what if I was a mess? You know, who isn't at a funeral, right?
Yeah.
And so I just regret that I didn't even try to say something poignant that he, you know, would honor him and be something that I think a lot of people would have taken something away from. It was a mistake. I was 27 years old. I was young. I was dumb. My hero was dead, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was just, ugh. Okay. Thanks for that walk down memory lane. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you got to be careful with this stuff. Apparently, there is a Real Housewives of the Potomac star by the name of Wendy Osifo. The use of the word star, by the way, in any Real Housewives show is a bit of a stretch of the word star.
I was about to ask, how many Real Housewives chapters are there out there?
Oh, God.
One in every major city now?
Well, Jersey, Potomac, Washington, D.C., Utah, they now have one there. Atlanta. How do I know these things? I don't know.
Does like the Mormon Live, like Housewives one, does that count?
Yeah, that's the one out of Utah. Anyway, one of these stars allegedly filed an insurance claim on her wedding ring, and the insurance company paid it, only to be seen wearing said wedding ring in social media and on the TV show.
They don't get hired for their brains.
No, they don't. And insurance companies do not screw around when you try to pull that stunt.
It's called fraud.
That's exactly right. Taylor Swift was at the game last night. Everybody knows that. Caitlin Clark was at the game last night.
I saw that.
Were they seated together?
They were in the booth. There's a scene in the first quarter, I think, where they hug each other, and you see it in the booth.
I must have stepped away from the TV. The Chiefs had some star power. In attendance for last night's game against the Detroit Lions, Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark were both at Arrowhead Stadium for the matchup. Swift, we all know who she is, was hanging out with, was seen with Clark and Ed Kelce, Travis Kelce's dad. Clark is a longtime Chiefs fan from Iowa, grew up rooting for the team. Okay, the two also attended the AFC divisional round game back in January.
I mean, my favorite scene in that booth is still Jason Kelce
with his shirt off,
ripping his shirt off, and chugging beers. I mean, God forbid you're in that booth these days and you get caught picking your nose or something. Like, you're going to be on national TV.
Was that Trevor Lawrence who was picking his nose on TV?
Yes, they zoomed right in on him, and it was almost like he was looking into the camera as he did it.
And then, of course, AI gets a hold of it, and he's rolling it up in his finger and then shoving it in his mouth. I mean, come on, guys. Come on. The preseason NCAA men's basketball rankings are out. Okay.
Where's Kansas?
Well, I'm looking. 19th.
Okay. I actually like that.
Iowa State is 16th. Wow. It's not good for Arizona's 13th. I was going to say for the Big 12. BYU is 8th. Dang. Texas Tech is 10th. Number 1 through 5 is, and I'll go in descending order, St. John's is number 5. UConn is 4. Florida is 3. Houston is 2. Here's the Big 12. And Purdue is number 1 going into the season.
Well, I grew up a Jayhawks fan, and I actually like it for this year that we start lower than we're normally ranked. I'd rather us be clawing back than start off
at the top.
Ranked too high and just start falling. Yeah.
Is that ranking because you guys lost to Mizzou in football?
Mizzou fan in the booth there?
I'm just not a scientist.
You said you're not a scientist?
I mean, I am a scientist. I'm looking at the math here. It makes sense to me.
And what kind of scientist are you? Science are we into, Rocco?
The science of rankings for one, the science of everything you're into. Man, I've been a longtime fan of the show. I know it's my first day doing it, but I can tell you everything.
Okay. He's a scientist of basketball rankings.
Okay. He's got the diploma on his wall and everything.
He's a doctor. I'm a love doctor.
It's a bachelor of science.
Okay. That's not what that means. Hey, if you
He's a science bachelor.
If you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocco from the top row.
We got the broadcast scientist Dan Weinbaum with the news in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.